Jung by Anthony Stevens. The Man and His Psychology. Jung was a man of paradox. In one sense, he was an individualist, a great eccentric. In another, he was the living embodiment of the universal man. He strove to realize, in his own life, his full human potential, but he was determined at the same time to live in an uncompromisingly unique way. If this meant upsetting people, as was often the case, he did not, on the whole, seem to mind. To be normal, he said, is the ideal aim of the unsuccessful. Although considering himself a rational scientist, he was willing to give his attention to matters conventionally regarded as irrational or esoteric, and he was not unduly perturbed on those occasions when such interests put him beyond the scientific pale. In his view, to adopt an exclusively rational attitude to human psychology was not only inadequate, but in the light of history, preposterous. He had to keep faith with the truth as he saw it, and it was not his fault if this led him into realms of theory and experience, which were deeply at variance with the prejudices and preoccupations of his time. I feel it is the duty of one who goes his own way to inform society of what he finds on his voyage of discovery, he wrote. Not the criticism of individual contemporaries will decide the truth or falsity of these discoveries, but future generations. There are things that are not yet true today. Perhaps we dare not find them true, but tomorrow they may be. So every man whose fate it is to go his individual way must proceed with hopefulness and watchfulness, ever conscious of his loneliness and its dangers. This sense of being drawn by destiny to swim against the prevailing tide makes him a richly intriguing character, and it means that any book on Jungian psychology has to take full account of the life and personality of its founder. For more than that of any other psychologist, Jung's understanding of humanity grew directly out of his understanding of himself. Throughout his long life, Jung remained a deeply introverted man, more interested in the inner world of dreams and images than in the outer world of people and events. From childhood, he possessed a genius for introspection, which enabled him to attend closely to experiences proceeding on or below the threshold of consciousness, experiences of which the great majority of us remain almost completely unaware. This gift was derived, at least in part, from the peculiar circumstances of his birth and upbringing.